this drag.
The time has finally come to crown a Dancing with the Starters champion. Last week, we asked you at home to take our final four down to our final two. And here now, the two that advanced to the championship round. Can I get a drum roll, please? He's 6'1", 311 pounds, and can shake it better than anyone in the league. The Seahawks' Brandon Meebane. Taking on a man that not only danced his way to a Super Bowl victory, but onto the cover of Sports Illustrated. It is the Dragonfly, Jacoby Jones. Who's it going to be,
guys?
It's
going to be good.
All right, let's take you back to week three when defensive tackle Brandon Meebane was working with what his mama gave him.
And she gave him a lot.
The belly roll.
Give it up, Meebane. Like,
let me see the Meebane roll.
I still like that.
I mean, so I
liked
juicy.
I liked it the first time I saw it. I liked it this time.
Perfect 10 from ED Nines.
It's only three rolls.
So if it was four rolls, then you would have given him the 10, the extra.
I would have given him a 9.5 with five rolls.
You loved this one, though, and you attempted to do it, I think, when we originally scored it. Did you ever perfect it? Because you did gain a little weight with your week off. So you said it. I didn't. You came back, said you had gained a few pounds.
I'm still not jelly roll.
Oh, okay. Not jelly roll status. Yeah,
that wasn't for public consumption, I take it, huh?
It is now. All right. is up against Jacoby Jones from week 11.
Oh,
it's the often imitated but never duplicated signature.
Like
Shop the City Juice.
I like
Bam!
It.
Bam! On the end. So good.
You know.
The eye of the Asian looking at him.
I know.
What up?
Yeah. I like it. I like
wow.
it.
Yeah. So ED switching it up. The only one to drop him down.
I didn't drop him down. That was not his 10 dance. I saw him do a... That is not his absolute best one.
Okay.
That's the, you know...
It's the best
I love
that counted.
It.
It's the best one that counted.
It's the best one that counted. I love it.
But all is right in the world. Because Jacoby Jones is our winner.
If he could do it fat, I'd give him like a 12.
Are you still mad at Jacoby for standing you up?
It hurt.
How can you be mad at this guy? I mean, look at the skill, the effort. Throws it up and lets it breathe. The hips don't lie, and then bam, on the end.
There it is.
You know what? I think Jacoby may have put the Ravens back over the salary cap. This may have hit an escalator in his contract where he gets an extra 500 Gs.
This is true because his prize money that he gets from winning this, that's going to have to go against the cap. You're right.
I love how any Raven player says you should see him dancing in practice. Like, if you think that's impressive. And he admitted to us that he practices his dances in practice.
You should see Kriegel dancing at practice when the cameras aren't on.
I don't know if I want to see Kriegel dancing. I do want to see Kriegel's favorite dance, but first we're going to start with Eric's from the season. We have a little bonus dancing with the starters now. Your favorite from the season was week 16, Jacoby Jones.
Yes, that's my 10. That's my 10.
But it didn't count.
I know, but I saw it. He let it out of the bag.
I mean, the play didn't... Okay,
I can't not see it again. I mean, I see it. That's the sweetest one he did. You can't tell me that his last dance was better than that.
The stanky leg
is
what gets me every time. Right there, the leg.
Right there. Oh. And I saw it. I can't unsee it.
I saw it,
and that's his 10. So that's why I gave the other one a 9.
Strike that from the testimony.
I think that's his 10.5, and it's an absolute...
You're going to bump it up.
It's technical perfection.
Okay, but your favorite was from week 17. It was the Henry Hynoski, the
Hynoceros,
which was our final four, but the fans at home didn't vote him into the final
Jacoby,
two.
But this is great.
It was. I mean, it was embracing the nickname. It was his first touchdown on his birthday. I mean, there were so many elements to this dance that made him.
Incorporating
his nickname. I mean, that's great. That's great. And have you ever seen a rhino in the wild, man? That's how they dance.
Yes.
Here's the test of that dance or whatever you want to call it. Can you see it and not smile?
I mean, we were just laughing and thrilled by it. So you're right. And I'm sorry that the fans at home didn't agree with you.
And he's not even fat.
So you didn't give Meebane a 10? Because how can you look at that and not smile?
Wait. I smiled. I just didn't think it lasted long enough to merit the scores that
it
got.
So now Meebane knows next year he's got to add another layer.
Mm-hmm. Two more rolls.
Well, not another
two
layer.
Come
on. That with a PH.
There
all right.
You go.
Let's move on to Steve's favorite week 10.
No, F.
Jacoby Jones, again, you know, he really owned this segment.
But here
but
we go.
This is not his signature.
Overweight, love is in the house. This is what we used to do when Frank Ski was throwing parties at GW back in 1988, the Reebok. to some heavy D. Ready? Ready? There it is. We didn't have that, but we're hitting a Reebok to overweight lovers.
Why is
the show all about being overweight right now?
We have you contained right now, but in double coverage next hour, will you give us some Reebok?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't know if they're a sponsor now. I don't know if we can really pop that damn.
That's right.
NFL Nike sponsor.
We've already eliminated Adidas, right?
RG3.
Dancing with the Starters is not going away. Just because we've crowned a champion, we have some more things up our sleeve for the coming week. So it's not going anywhere. We do want to know if you agree with our Dancing with the Starters champion. So tweet us your comments at NFL_AM, #DancingWithTheStarters.
We have a talent competition. I want to see Brian get out.